Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, let's do some NFL picks here, and we'll do guest the takes as well. NFL picks for conference championship weekend. It's weird. This is the last real Sunday of football the entire year, because Super Bowl Sunday doesn't count. That's different.
Always a sad day.
It is a sad day.
When it starts to really sit in that, or set in that football's almost over.
You know what? And it'll be my first Sunday actually sitting at home watching football, because I've been doing the Eagles stuff almost every Sunday, and they play two playoff games. I haven't watched a normal football Sunday all year. It'll be this one, and it'll start in the NFC. Both games rematches of the year. New Orleans hosting the Rams. The way the Rams played last week makes me feel like this game could be closer than I would have thought 2 weeks ago. But there's just something about New Orleans at home. I underestimated it last week. I thought the Eagles could fight through it. They almost did. But that home field advantage is tremendous. And I think in a game that's even, I really think the better quarterback is just very difficult to go against. The Rams are going to have a good game plan. Their best players on defense can make some plays, including Aaron Donald. But I think at the end of the day, Drew Brees just completes a few extra passes that Jared Goff cannot. I'll take New Orleans. I think they win it by a touchdown. New Orleans -3.5 over the Rams. The second game, it worries me to ever bet against Tom Brady. It worries me to ever bet against Bill Belichick. And we've seen Andy Reid in moments like this have bad days. And it is worth noting that Patrick Mahomes' 5 worst games of his career have come in the 5 coldest temperatures he's played in. I'm not saying he can't play in cold temperature, but that has happened. So I have some trepidation with this one. But I just think the Chiefs are better than the Patriots. And I think this Patriots team is flawed. They've been poor on the road. If this game was in Foxborough, I would take New England. The game is in Kansas City where their defense has been better. I think Andy Reid is ready. I think the Chiefs are ready. And Bill Belichick has never found a way to slow down Tyreek Hill. I think in a shootout, the Chiefs do enough. Mahomes makes a play or two that just wow us. And the Chiefs win this game by just enough to cover the spread. Andy Reid's going back to the Super Bowl. Chiefs -3. New Orleans -3.5. Jack, what do you got?
Andy Reid is not going back to the Super Bowl. If you know anything about sports, you would know that he chokes in the playoffs every single time. It'll happen once again to Belichick and Brady. Not worried about that. I will take the Patriots.
Wow.
In Kansas City. I'm not worried about it one bit. I know the track record is too much. Just too much with Andy.
What he got in the NFC?
And I'm taking the Saints -3.5. I think Jared Goff is not that good. I don't think he'll have a good day at all against that Saints front. We saw what the Saints front did to the most poised quarterback in playoff history.
True.
Imagine what he can do to a bad quarterback in Jared Goff.
I didn't think Goff played very well last week.
Well, Jared Goff really hasn't played well since the first Saints game.
Yeah, their running game won that game, and he missed some throws in the red zone. They could have blown the Cowboys out, and the Cowboys were kind of still around there. All right, quickly, some guess the takes here. What will everyone be saying and giving takes on Monday? Well, to go along with my picks, the takes are going to be this. Number one, it's finally Andy Reid's year. He's one win away from the Hall of Fame and a Super Bowl and all that. And the second one I'm going to tell you is I think at some point, someone next week is going to say this. Drew Brees is a win away from passing Peyton Manning and becoming clearly the number 3 quarterback in the history of pro football. If Drew Brees wins, I've always thought Aaron Rodgers at his best is better than Drew Brees. I think Peyton Manning changed the game, and I always put him ahead of Drew Brees. Drew Brees has all the records now. Drew Brees is still playing at a crazy level. If the Saints win the Super Bowl and Brees plays well, I think you have to put him as the number 3 quarterback ever. Brady, Montana, and if you really believe in the numbers, then Brees is second because his numbers will start to dwarf Montana. They already do, and he would have 2 Super Bowls compared to Montana's 4. But I think if Drew Brees wins, you're going to start hearing he's the 3rd best quarterback to ever play in the NFL. So those are my guess the takes for this coming week.
Well, by the way, if the Patriots lose, which I don't think they will, the take will be the Patriots run is over.
They go from the Super Bowl loss to the title game loss. Can't win on the road anymore.
Brady looks like he's actually 40 now. Gronk's done.
It's over.
It could be over if they lose. If they lose on Sunday, but I don't think they will. My take will be I have Patriots fatigue. I'm sick and tired of the Patriots. It is boring now that they're in the Super Bowl. Yeah,
last year was kind of fun because it was Eagles Patriots.
Yeah, it's Pats fatigue. No one cares anymore. Although it will be fun to see Breeze versus Brady. They've never really played against each other. So I think it could be fun. And my second take that we will hear on Monday is that Sean McVay is a fraud. And I cannot believe that teams are just hiring guys who may or may not know Sean McVay.
You're going to keep hammering that one. And 2 weeks from now, he's hitting the Super Bowl. And Dax will be like, listen, on Monday after the Super Bowl, everyone will realize Sean McVay's a fraud.
Listen, I'm more on the Jared Goff is a fraud than I am a Sean McVay is a fraud. But
I agree with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.